Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, I started off this day pretty awkward, Steve, and I'm not happy about it.
Oh, what happened?
I'm telling you, Uncle Chris. Again, it's like he has, I don't know. Like, you'd think that some people would know some things intuitively.
Okay.
And you just would imagine.
Well, get Uncle Chris in here.
Yeah,
where is he?
I'd love to know his explanation as to how he thinks that anybody would be happy to have what happened happen.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, he's Jimmy the Genius over there, and so he has no idea, to which I love it, because he's going to be nervous.
Hey, just, you know, move that mic any way you want there.
Yeah, you go ahead, buddy.
Make all the noise you want.
Yeah, make all the noise you want there, buddy.
Sorry. It was already turned on. That was weird. I've never seen that before. Hey, sorry, what were we talking about? I was helping Sarah out with something.
By the way, he's quit smoking.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be sweating bullets soon, because when he doesn't know what's happening.
I thought he quit smoking a while ago.
Oh, but it still doesn't mean he's handled stress very well.
Okay.
Yeah, he can't eat anymore. He doesn't smoke anymore. And I'm telling you, he is a living stress ball. Look at him.
What is the point of living, man? You giving up on food and cigarettes?
Video games.
Okay.
Movies.
Yeah. All right. So you got something. You got a vice.
But look at him. It's not pretty.
All right.
Because he has no. And I wanted to do it without him knowing what the hell I was talking about.
So is that our point? Are we trying to now break him before the holidays?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking
Super.
Uncle Chris.
So I come
Thursdays
in.
Thursdays on AMC.
So I come in today, and I know it's Danny's birthday. I wish Danny a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Danny.
Hey, thanks.
And of course, Danny turns around and goes, hey, thank you for the gift. And I'm like going, okay, is he trolling me? What's happened? And he goes, nah, it's a really nice wallet. And I'm still
saying, so you're buying birthday gifts for people on the show now?
Well, you know what?
Yeah, what the French toast?
You had rules, man.
I did. We had rules, but it was supposed to be between.
Oh, I see.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't get anything for my birthday.
Began his boyfriend Danny over here all of a sudden.
Mm.
Well, you know, Danny, he's relatively new, but I saw.
How many years have you been here now? Two?
Almost 3 years.
Yeah. What, May?
Yeah. May is 3 years, yeah.
Yeah. I said relatively.
Okay.
You've all gotten a lot of gifts off from me over the years. It's just Danny got none. I feel bad about it.
Oh, so you're making up for it. That makes sense. Fair enough. So he's got like 6 more gifts to give him.
This is it.
It's okay, just one gift, one and done.
Because of how this went down, it's over. So Danny's like, thanks for the gift. And I have no idea what you're talking about. So I thought maybe he was being smartass with me, like, because I didn't get him one.
Oh, man.
And so I was ready to go,
Danny. That would be the douchiest thing I hate. Thanks for the gift, guys.
That would be pretty funny, though.
Yeah, so, but before I could get mad at Danny, he goes, I really like the wallet. And I'm sitting there and I'm going, okay, what wallet is he talking about? And then
then
he recognizes on my face that I have no idea what's going on, which means he knows that I didn't get the gift. And I'm like, oh, great. What's the point of having a personal assistant if they point out the fact that you don't do anything?
Wait, so you just, this sounds like a married couple with you and Uncle Chris, because there are times where, like, my wife will get us a gift for someone in the family, and they'll be like, thanks so much for the shirt. And I'm just like, I hope we really did get a shirt, because I'm going to pretend that we did.
Yeah.
So did you tell Uncle Chris, hey, get Danny a birthday gift?
I saw something specifically that I don't know if I was shown to me or I found it myself, but I'm like, that would be a perfect gift for Danny. Let's get that. Now, don't you think after that you would give it to me so I could give it to the guy? That doesn't that seem like a thing to do?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. What's your situation?
All right, here we go. Oh, boy.
We were at a convention.
Okay.
You saw the thing and said, that would be perfect for Danny. Why don't I buy it for him and we'll give it to him on his birthday? And I said, cool, whatever. And then you buy it and you say, here, hang on to this and give it to Danny on his birthday. Say, happy birthday from BJ.
Okay.
Those were my instructions.
Okay.
Those were my instructions.
I'm going to tell you right now.
This is the dumbest thing ever.
It's the dumbest thing ever, but let me just say this, okay?
Why would you tell him, hey, get him a gift and then give it to him when you're going to see him on his birthday?
Exactly, Chris.
And say,
so I don't
BJ.
Think that's what I said.
I'm siding with Chris because there's many times where you're like, hey, Vicky, could you send Steve an email when Steve's right next to me?
Well, that's true. Different because you could. I don't. He
it's
doesn't
not on
matter.
My birthday, though.
No, it's on, not right? birthday.
On my birthday, he sends me the email.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes. I will give him. Don't. I'm just saying. Look,
somebody get the People's Court music queued up.
I could understand if it was interpreted that way by Chris. That's. I mean, you know what I mean. I could understand that, even if I said it wrong, but. You know, don't you think if it's a birthday gift from you, wouldn't the person like you to give it to him personally? Don't you think that's, unless you're living far away and you won't see them, don't you think that's just normal?
Yeah, I would think he would go and get it wrapped and then give it back to you.
Exactly. And then no, that's exactly this. That's what a personal assistant does.
Also, I'd like to point out that he gave it to me yesterday, not today.
What?
Oh, here we go.
Why would you give it to him yesterday? Today's his birthday.
I have been carrying that wallet around with me.
What are you, Christopher Walken?
Where's it been lodged?
Since like July. So when was
why
when
was it just wrapped?
Is it true that you had the wallet in Vietnam also?
I did actually.
Yes. Okay.
I carried that uncomfortable hunk of nylon. Anyway.
You know,
it around.
Would you do that for your wife? If I picked up something for your wife, would you then want me to give it to her day before her birthday? Or do you think maybe I'd be like.
Danny is like BJ's wife, so I mean.
It's true.
Don't you think she'd want you to give it to her if it was from you?
This is the best birthday.
There's
ever.
2 points I need to pick out of that question. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah. I'm excited.
If I told you, hey, I'm going to buy this for my wife, could you give it to her for her birthday?
If
those were my instructions, then that's what I would expect.
But I probably, because I'm a smart guy, would go, dude, are you sure you want me to give it to her? Because it's from you. And then you probably would think, oh, yeah, she probably would like me to give it to her.
We're putting a lot of speculation. We're putting a lot of thought in maybe the person being a smart person. No offense, Chris.
None taken.
No, I mean, you're making all these assumptions that he should do something, but it seems like black and white. You told him to do something. He did exactly what you told him to do.
Well, I
believe that Uncle Chris is in the right. And BJ, you are a terrible gift giver.
Oh. Okay, fine.
Point number two.
Oh.
I've already been defeated, point number moron. Get out of here.
The judge already presided.
The judge has already ruled. What do you want to do?
I want to hear point number two because it might actually put it back in your favor.
Yeah. You know what? Go ahead. Let him hang himself, point number deuce.
I have been instructed many, many times on this show to create beautiful elegance via our videos every morning with Daniel. And I made a judgment call and said, right, you know what would be awesome?
I'm giving it to you. He's annoying me.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep, I knew it was right. You knew.
I'm going to make BJ look good and show him this awesome present he got.
You should have quit while you were ahead, my friend.
Yep.
Did you used
the word elegance.
Yes, I did. And I said, look at this awesome thing BJ got for you, Danny, for your birthday, knowing that we probably wouldn't be doing a video today.
Oh, for the pre-funk yesterday.
For that reason?
Yeah, I wanted to show off how awesome BJ is and what a great gift giver he is and how thoughtful he was.
So you do the pre-funk every morning?
We do the pre-funk video thing. We do that 3 days a week.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I do.
And we did one yesterday because we were back from the break, and I was like, you know what would be great?
Oh,
I want to showcase BJ's excellence. I want the listeners and the viewers.
Quit kissing his ass.
I just lost in court.
What do you mention? Wipe for his brown on that nose.
On the Stevens court, I just lost. I hate
you.
No, you
won again.
Oh, I'm back winning again.
No, yeah. He used the word elegance.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case.
That annoyed me.
In that case, you did a great job because I'm right. And as long as I'm right, you know what? You're back in our good graces.
A win's a win.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thanks for the wallet.
Hey, no problem, buddy.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Okay, I wish that, I mean, I know we don't have any, I don't know how many.
Listeners, we lost them all for this argument, yes.
I would love Bill Gates or somebody who has personal assistants to call and go, their personal assistant would be fired if, in fact, they gave their wife or somebody in their life, here's a present from your man.
So this is how today's going to go. This is like 10 minutes into the show, and I already know that it's going to be an S show.
This is like the douchiest sounding radio segment ever.
People
with personal assistants calling now and tell us how you handle your personal assistant giving gifts to other people.
I don't see Bill Gates personally giving a coworker a gift. I'm sure his assistant's the one giving it to
him. Oh, I think you underestimate successful people. They know the importance of making that, coming to you personally and go, here you go.
Rich Guy Radio, mornings on KISW.
Well, I mean, Danny's like in my sphere of influence. So if it was like, I don't know, if it was
what
somebody like,
here,
in other words, somebody that's directly influenced by your life, if there's a book where, you know, Love is a Killer App and Tim Sanders talks all about it.
Uh-huh.
If it's like if it's like our big boss, the big guy,
yeah.
I might send it to him because I don't get to see him all the time. So a sending would be fine. But somebody like you or Vicky or somebody who I see every day, I think it's cheesy if all of a sudden my assistant hands you, here you go, happy birthday, Steve. I just think, no, you don't do that. That's douchey, isn't it?
I found the best life hack, though. Speaking of billionaires, it's if you're about to get wedding.
Of course, it's like talking to Vicky. It's
if
like
you're
attention.
About to get wedding.
Short attention span theater.
If you're about
theater.
To get wedded.
Here we go.
Yeah, I got wedding 8 years ago, so this isn't
yes.
going to help.
You send a wedding invitation to every billionaire whose address you can find because there's a 50-50 chance their assistant will just send you a gift without ever wondering who the hell you are.
Oh, really?
If you think about it, why the hell not?
See, but if they knew you,
Vicky, invitations are expensive if you have to buy them at that papyrus store.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not going
Oh,
there.
Yeah, that papyrus store, forget about it.
I'll just make them like I did in kindergarten, just kind of fold over a piece of paper and just all spell
right.
it out.
You know what? This Rev's right. This is going to be an S show today.
Yay!
Well, it's your fault.
And I blame, no, it's Danny's fault for having a birthday.
Wow.
His mother should have
okay,
made better
now,
decisions.
There we go. Shift that blame around. Yeah.
His mother really should have been a more responsible, should have probably realized, hey.
On Texas says, what does this wallet conversation have to do with food?
You're right.
We're going to have to eat that wallet.
Well,
wait, what are you eating for your birthday?
BJ,
pizza,
Uncle,
of course.
Yes. Uncle Chris is a great assistant. Danny is happy. Quit bitching.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Someone says he gave Danny the wallet yesterday because he probably thought Danny was going to call in sick and get drunk.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
tomorrow.
Oh.
He's going to call in sick because he got drunk.
That would be for my son, yes. In yes. that case, give my son the gift early because, yeah, you know he won't be here on his birthday. Well, I have a question.
In the half hour of listening to you guys, you've argued about colors and this wallet.
That's well, how we do.
We're not sure what the colors of the jersey are going to be for the NHL franchise, so deal with it.
Yeah, come on, man. Actually, though, I saw a prototype of something we're doing here at the station, Secret All Secret. I think,
well, it's official now.
Yeah. Oh, is it really?
The NHL, the jerseys.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
I want to make sure I wasn't spilling the beans.
No, the Rock hockey jerseys are available now at the Rock Shop.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think those should be the team colors.
Yeah,
those jerseys look nice.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah,
shout out to Chris who designed them.
So I say we contact
not
our,
Uncle Chris, someone who actually does his job right.
You know what? I'm liking Judge Steve a lot. Judge Steve, I think, is a fair judge, and he rules with an iron, whatever the hell, the mallet, hammet, what do they call those?
Sharpie.
Yeah, an iron sharpie. I have a question. How is it possible that a guy seduced a woman by pouring maple syrup all over himself? I'll tell you how. Steve's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Most fifth graders have a better grasp of the English language. Unfortunately, there aren't any available this early in the morning. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Car Toys for giving us news and sports. And it is International Ninja Day, so get out your nunchucks and your ninja stars and throw them at people.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
But more importantly, today is Danny V's birthday.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, thank you.
Did you get the wallet that I got you?
I did, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Chris
is supposed to give it to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
thank you.
We think a lot of you, Danny.
I know.
Oh, my parents are on the phone. They wanted to talk to Danny.
Oh.
Mom, Dad?
Wow. Okay, I think that is not good if we're talking to your parents
what is
now.
Going on that
maybe
phone
we should
line?
Maybe we should give them a couple minutes.
They have the wrong phone number. They probably called the old one. And I got confused.
That was Tony Romo. He's also excited that it's your birthday.
Oh, thanks, Tony.
All right, Mom, Dad? No.
No, it's not going to happen, huh?
LeBron? How about LeBron? LeBron James? No.
No?
Nothing's working. My box is broken.
Oh, no, dude. You can't have a broken box.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Well,
okay.
That's a sign that your day's going to suck, Danny.
Yeah, that's true. Well, happy birthday. Maybe later we'll get him on the phone.
Okay.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Phone issues. You know, it's cold, and they're in New Jersey.
Fair. I don't know. It sounded like they were doing something else, and that's why we had to end that situation.
Well, you know, Mom and Dad love each other.
Good. It's nice to know that they're still, you know, still got that twinkle in their eye.
And it's a crazy fun fact that my dad sounds a lot like Tony Romo.
It sure does. Now we know. Damn.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, there they are. There they are. They're done.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, God help us.
Happy birthday, dear Danny. Happy birthday to you. We love you.
Oh.
I love you guys, too.
Yeah, that's...
Well, this is a weird transition into this story, but there's a 52-year-old guy by the name of Robert. He's a landscaper in Connecticut, and I guess he has a coworker, a 48-year-old female that's been was recently working at home, and he said that he needed a break. Well, 20 minutes later, she went inside and found him naked.
Okay.
Watching porn.
Yes.
And covering himself in maple syrup. Now, you would think that would be an HR issue.
Yeah.
But no, that actually was, for some reason, a turn-on to her, and she asked if she could join in.
What?
According to the police report, they got it on, did some foreplay involving the syrup, and they also brought some blueberry jelly into the mix.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, anyways, this seems like it was a very positive story, but then apparently she got upset with him because apparently Robert was taking video of the entire thing. Man, he had a lot of confidence that this was going to work out. Got naked, watching porn, covered himself in syrup, and also was recording it, expecting that things were going to go well with her, and it did, but she wasn't happy that he filmed it on his, or recorded it on his phone. He's not really filming it. It's a cell phone. There's not film in there. But she wasn't happy with that and called the cops. They got a search warrant for his phone, found the videos, and he was arrested for voyeurism.
Oh, man. You know, it's that's really sad, dude. You had a perfect, I mean, you had.
Really screw it up.
The penthouse forum dream.
Or even just, hey, propose. No, in a world of consent, just say, hey, are you okay? I mean, I guess he already was, he bypassed that by covering himself in syrup and being naked. But maybe, you know, give it a whirl. You already got lucky that she was down with that. Say, hey, can I film this?
Yeah. Either way, though, I think that that's just dumb because you blow a golden opportunity by, it's too bad. Because, you know, now we don't know who this guy was, right?
No.
Because
he's a landscaper.
I know a guy that does actually, you know, he actually does have his own maple syrup. I think maybe Bob Rivers was involved with this in some way, shape, or form. The only guy I know that makes maple syrup.
Oh.
And you know what? Maybe a turn on.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to say. Dude, isn't that amazing that he must have got some vibe from her, right?
Yeah.
He had to get a vibe.
Or maybe he knew that she just loved pancakes.
Yeah. Man, and I bet he was really good looking.
You think?
There's no way my fat ass is going to cover myself in maple syrup and any woman's going to go, here's a great idea, I'm going to join you.
Well, we don't know what she looks like, so maybe they're meant for each other.
A woman that's into a dude covered in maple syrup, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's your typical woman.
I'll take that woman.
Okay. Let's talk about, speaking of food, this guy got caught speeding. He's in England. The cop's like, why the hell were you going so fast? And he said, I just got myself some McDonald's, and I wanted to get home before it got cold.
I like that guy's answer.
Yeah, it didn't work out. He also didn't have insurance, so he got a speeding ticket, and his car was towed.
Dude, there's nothing worse than cold fries, though. I think everybody knows that.
Yeah, but I'd rather wait till I got home, till I get home before I even touch those French fries. I'm not one of those guys that, unless I'm planning on eating the whole meal in the car. If I'm planning on going home to eat that meal, I want to have the whole meal in the home.
That's why you get the gigantic fries. That way you have fries appetizer, then fries as a side.
Or just get a second order of fries and put it in a separate bag in the trunk.
Oh, I like this plan.
That way you can't even touch it.
Somebody sounds like they've done that before, but I won't mention any names.
I don't have a trunk, man.
Hey, man, don't look at me.
Speaking of hamburgers, there's a 57-year-old guy by the name of Frank. He's in Florida, and on Saturday afternoon, he went to a prostitute and offered a trade.
Yeah.
He said, can you perform sex on me, and I'll give you a hamburger.
Was this Wimpy from Popeye?
It didn't happen on a Tuesday, BJ.
Oh, okay.
It happened on a Saturday. Anyways, there's no word on whether or not he had the hamburger in his possession or if he was going to go buy it after the sex stuff wrapped up. But either way, the prostitute turned out to be an undercover cop.
Oh!
And he was arrested.
Yeah.
No burgers for him. Yesterday,
how about if you're that undercover cop, all you get offered is a hamburger? You know what? At that point, you better go find a guy that's willing to pour syrup on himself.
Not attractive enough for you to offer me money?
Exactly.
Give me a hamburger.
I would arrest him, too. I go, you SOB. Okay, fine.
Yesterday was great news. The NHL commissioner had a big press conference. Gary Bettman made it official and made all of us here in Seattle, us hockey fans, very excited.
Governors unanimously approved a plan of expansion that will bring a National Hockey League team to Seattle, Washington, to play beginning in the 2021-2022 season. Seattle, the NHL is thrilled to welcome you.
I'm not exactly sure why there was that weird pregnant pause when he had to clarify that it was Washington.
I think, here's what I believe.
Okay.
Because nobody knows where the hell we are. And then, so when they see Washington, it's
Seattle,
like,
by Quebec?
He's probably like, this isn't like D.C. I thought we were going out west. I mean, you know, I think a lot of folks don't know Washington.
Washington?
Yeah. I mean, he was probably like, wait a minute. I thought Seattle.
It was just kind of random. A very weird pause. But anyways, it's great news, man. It's going to happen 2021-2022 season. So we have a few years to wait, but that's because they didn't want to risk not getting the renovations done in time and causing some backups and things along those lines. So it gives them plenty of time to get the new arena set up.
Yeah.
Also plenty of time to figure out what jersey colors we're going to have. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are hoping for the black and white like we talked about yesterday. Some people believe that might even be a hint when they handed that jersey to Gary Bettman. That was just a plain jersey, but it was black and white. Some people think that might be a hint towards their color scheme plans, but who knows? Who knows on what the team name's going to be? There's lots of speculation out there, but it's just exciting to be a part of a new franchise building from the ground up, and we get to experience all that. And the great news about all of it, because, you know, recently they had an expansion team called the Vegas Golden Knights, and recently that team did very well. In their very first season, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals because of a great draft that they were afforded. And Seattle will benefit from the exact same draft that Vegas had.
Oh, nice.
They get the same rules that Vegas had, where you get to pick a few people from each team. The teams can only protect a certain number, I think it's like 13 players or something along those lines. The only team that will be exempt from this draft will be Vegas, of course, because they're a brand new franchise. They don't want to start dipping into that team too much.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Very cool news. And today they start the groundbreaking ceremony over at the Seattle Center Arena is what I think they're calling it right now.
Oh, I didn't realize that Key doesn't own that joint no more.
It hasn't owned it for years, man.
Oh, I didn't even know
that's
that.
That's the craziest part. They haven't owned the naming rights of that arena for years, but nobody changed the name.
Oh.
So it's been called the Key Arena forever.
Oh, see, that's tough. See, I mean, that's what I hate about these naming rights. I mean, it's just always going to be the Key to me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whatever. I mean, now we got a new name we got to come up with for, outside of Enchant for the old Mariners Stadium, whatever the hell we're calling that now.
Is it going to be T-Mobile Field or T-Mobile Park? I kind of like T-Mobile Park.
Yeah, Park is always good.
Yeah, just change it up. It was Safeco Field. Have it be T-Mobile Park.
I like that.
Yeah. Seahawks playing Monday Night Football, of course. That's going to be happening.
Oh, that's
taking
right.
on
Monday
the Minnesota
Night
Vikings. Huge game. They're going to be rocking their action green jerseys for this
that's
one.
That's right, yeah.
So it's going to be very bright out there, which is awesome. But it's also going to be awesome because it's going to mark the return of Michael Kendricks. He just finished serving his 8-game suspension for insider trading.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great time to get this guy back, man. He was making a difference when he was playing with the Seahawks. So
you think
this is
Michael,
exciting.
Can you give us some info about who's going to win this game?
It.
No? Too soon?
As far as weather, 44 degrees and sun. It's going to be cold but sunny. And thank you, Kia of Puyallup.
And but you know, this is even more exciting that he's coming back because we already have a pretty strong team as folks are looking at him. And now he's just going to make it even stronger.
Yeah,
just imagine what we'd be if Earl didn't get hurt. Oh man, imagine what we'd be.
Or maybe that's a distraction that they didn't need.
That's a good point.
I mean, look, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously a difference maker. But it seems like this team has made a very concerted effort to get rid of all the distractions. I mean, look at all the guys that are gone.
Yep.
Those were all the distractions. And Earl was still one of those guys with all his contract stuff, with I'm not going to practice, I'm not going to do this. I'm not saying that they would be, you know, you're probably right, they would be better because he's one of the best players in the league. But, you know, there's something to be said about team chemistry.
Now, you're right about that. That's something they've always preached. And it's very exciting to be in the playoff, to be in the playoff picture right now. Our destiny's in our hands.
And like, you know, what was it, a few weeks ago you said they need to win every game and you felt very confident of it. Now they're in a position where they don't need to win every game. I mean, obviously it'd be nice, but there's still a little wiggle room because of just how well they've been playing and they have a lot of tiebreakers.
That's what I thought. The wiggle room, I thought they'd have a one game wiggle room and that would be the Chiefs game. I thought that might be the game that would be tough for them, which of course, why wouldn't it be? Depending upon whether the Chiefs are, you know, already qualified for the playoffs and maybe they rest some people. Either way, they're a darn good team, mm-hmm. a good test. And it's my belief right now that the two best teams in the NFL, and I know the Saints are good, but the Saints showed me they were, you know, they have a little bit of weakness. They showed me that last week. I think the two best teams are the Rams and the Seahawks right now. That is my belief.
It's been fun seeing, like, you know, and I get all those NFL alerts from the NFL Network and whatever, and they more and more, you know, quote unquote experts are saying that the Seahawks look like the most dangerous team in the NFC right now because of how they've been playing. So,
as you know,
which is funny.
Doesn't that sound, that's familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels like every season we start off like crap, and then, you know, as it gets to the tail end, someone goes, you know what, who I wouldn't want to play right now are the Seahawks.
But this was the season when nobody thought that was even going to happen, which is awesome.
Yeah, a lot of folks thought rebuild, or maybe they're going to be better than we thought they are.
We got a couple text messages from people saying that's great about the NHL. Obviously, people are pumped about that, but they said, hey, don't forget, we're also getting an XFL team.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, because we were on vacation when the news came out. But
oh, I didn't even notice.
They announced the number of, I think it's like eight cities are going to host XFL franchises.
Yes.
And Seattle was announced as one of them.
Oh, that's going to be so awesome.
And they're going to be playing at CenturyLink Field, so that's pretty awesome. And tomorrow morning, I just got word that we're going to get to talk to Oliver Luck, who's the commissioner of the XFL. His name might sound familiar also because he played in the NFL, and he also happens to be Andrew Luck's dad.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so that's the guy that's going to be running the XFL, and he's going to be joining us.
I just goes to show how much I don't know. I didn't know Andrew Luck's dad played in the NFL.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he played with the Houston Oilers.
Oh, that was back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, man. All right. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Located in Florida, what is the third largest national park in the U.S.?
Yellowstone?
No.
Oh, Jesus. In Florida? Craptown.
No.
Universal Studios.
No.
Yeah, and you know who got this right? I lived in Florida, and yet Vicky was the one that got this right.
Yep.
She knows her parks, man.
Yeah, she does.
But I don't know.
I don't know that either. Everglades is what we're looking for. You want a shot at beating Steve? Well, you got to call Danny's cell phone because our number is still broken. 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. Call Danny's cell phone, and you'll get to play Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.